Hey guys, I'm happy to announce a partnership with Reformation Heritage Books. Do you want to start reading the Puritans but just don't know where to begin? Puritan Treasures for Today from Reformation Heritage Books makes the riches of these godly writers of old accessible for the modern reader. With updated language and helpful instructions, these classic works from John Owen, Jeremiah Burroughs, and more are the perfect starting point for the curious reader. Learn more about the Puritan Treasures for Today at heritagebooks.org/puritantreasures. Use coupon code SHEPHERDS for 10% off your order. That's heritagebooks.org/puritantreasures. Coupon code SHEPHERDS. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. We're going to be talking about Steve Lawson and his moral failure or his sin failure, and then we're going to be bumping up till tomorrow or Wednesday the episode on the London Baptist Confession, Chapter 6. So that's what's coming down the pipeline. Last week, I was gone out of town all week. That's why there wasn't any episodes. We went to Jacks Fork River and Eminence. We always go in the spring for our men's trip for the intensive. If you don't know about that, would encourage you to come. It's on the website. It's just a great trip. And then in the fall, we take a church trip, and we had to think about 50 people from church this year that went down to Eminence and had a great time floating the river and camping out. We pulled our camper down there, had a really good time. So that's why we were out last week. So back at it this week, and we're going to talk about Steve Lawson, and then I'm going to appeal to this book by Steve Farrar, Finishing Strong, and a study that he wrote about in this book. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just need wisdom and direction as always. We thank you for Steve Lawson and your work in his life. God, I just ask for everybody affected by his sin, that God, that you would work powerfully to bring restoration and healing. God, we know that there's forgiveness there. God, I pray there would be quick repentance. I ask that he would not dig his heels in trying to defend himself. And for the lady that was involved, God, I pray that she would be quick to repent, that she would not dig her heels in trying to defend herself. That all of the people that are involved would take complete ownership. And God, I pray that there would be forgiveness and restoration. And Lord, I know that most likely ministry is done for him in the future, and that's okay. I pray that he would be okay with that, and that he would be secure in the fact that you have him in the palm of his hand. And that's just as true right now as it was a year ago or last month. And in this mess of everything that it is, help us to learn all the lessons that we can and to not repeat the mistakes and the sins of Steve Lawson in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, first, Bible Logic, check it out, get strong, get healthy if you're not, and it's just a great program, love it. Online coaching, Matt Reynolds and his team, they do just such a phenomenal job, and want to encourage you to go over there. He's been my coach, and today I'm doing, squats, deadlifts, and then some Bulgarian squats with some weight, and really looking forward to that. Even though I'm kind of reaching the high end on my deadlift, where it's getting harder with each workout. And so that's a good thing. Looking forward to that. So get strong. Also, Reformation Heritage Books, check out that and what they have going on. And then also Rise Performance or Rise Nutrition. You can get 10% off at Rise Nutrition with Shepherds10 as the coupon code. They're trying to do everything they can to get clean products to people. You got to check that out. Okay. If you haven't heard, if you've been like under a rock or something, Dr. Steve Lawson is a guy that is recognized as a great expositor of the word, and he's recognized really by everybody. So Presbyterians, Baptists, anybody run-of-the-mill, non-denominational guy, they hear Steve Lawson preach and they think, man, this guy is a preacher. He can bring it. And I've admittedly not listened to too many sermons from him over the years, but the ones that I have heard from him, he's done a great job, just a really great preacher. Well, he had some sort of affair, whether it be emotional or physical or something, most likely physical, but we don't know all the details, but he was immediately removed from being a pastor at the church and being an elder at the church. And I think it's important for us that with each moral failure, with each sin failure of a pastor, to reevaluate, and for the guys in the church to reevaluate, what does it mean to be a godly Christian man, and how can we avoid some of these pitfalls of my goodness, really, you're a pastor in ministry, you're 73 or 74 years old, and you're out running around with your wife, And you think, that could never happen to me. You know, that would never happen to me. I would never do that. And how many men would say, I'm sure that Dr. Lawson would say years ago, that this would never happen to me. I would never do this. So I'm never going to be a victim of this, and I'm never going to be a culprit of this sin. Whatever that sin may be that would lead to a moral failure, that would destroy your life, which is what sin does. It destroys. Well, that wouldn't be me. I'm not going to be in that situation. And how many guys over the years that we know of, high-profile pastors that are in that situation, and then how many guys in the church that you know from church to church to church that have been in that situation where they've done something stupid, they've been an idiot, and either they, most likely, something happened that they just had their guard down, and whether it be an affair, whether it be a financial ruin, whether it be the hidden sin of pornography, whatever it may be, there's something that takes them out. And, you know, the world, the flesh, and the devil hate men, because as men go, so goes the church and so goes the world. And so what you'll see, and one of the things that Steve Farrar talks about in this book, which is, by the way, Farrar is the best of the best of the 90s ministry guys. So if you're going to explore 90s ministry, men's ministry, just go to Steve Farrar. Don't read anything else, because it's all basically junk besides him. And he talks about this in here. And what he says is that, you know, from just anecdotal evidence, that 9 out of 10 guys in the local church that start off strong in their 20s, in their faith, grew up as Christians, what he said is that he recognizes about 9 out of 10 finish strong, that some may finish, but they don't finish well. And then he talks about this Howard Hendricks study, and I want to evaluate this Howard Hendricks study and see if Steve Lawson just fits the bill for this study. And then I want to just appeal that these are preventable moral failures. These are preventable sin failures that a lot of these pastors fall into and a lot of the men in the church fall into. They're totally preventable. And if you'll just take some cautionary procedures, and if you'll walk with some humility to recognize that I am capable of doing anything. And when I say capable of doing anything, I'm not talking about potential to do awesome things. Certainly with the Lord's help, God can do amazing things through a man. But I'm talking about the capability that you have, brother, the capability you have to sin, and the capability that I have to sin is unimaginable. That we've got to take heart. But by the grace of God, there go I. We look at Steve Lawson. We look at these guys that are running around their wives or abandoning the faith or, you know, diving into, you know, loving the world so much that they've got to be woke kind of thing. How does that happen? Okay, we'll consider this study from Howard Hendricks. I've appealed to this many times over the years, and I think it's important for us to look at it again. And if you, like I said, have heard me been talking about Steve Farrar, then you've probably heard me talk about this before. So Howard Hendricks was a prophet, DTS, Dallas Theological Seminary. And what he did was he conducted a survey of 246 men that were in full-time ministry. And he watched their lives, he heard the report of their lives. And these 246 men over a few year period, they had fallen within 24 months of each other. Okay, so he just took a 2-year period and found 246 men who had fallen in 24 months, in a 24-month period. And there are 4 things that he found in common about these 246 guys that fell over a 2-year period. Now, if you just think about all the high-profile guys that fall as pastors over the last 2 years, you know, just there's a large number of them. But then all the ones that we don't hear about, there's a very large number of. And then when you just think about the average dude in a church, how many guys are sleeping around on their wives and all this kind of stuff. So the numbers are really high about guys that are living in such a way that would remove them if they were pastors from pastoral ministry because of a sin failure. So what Hendricks did is he interviewed 246 of these guys. Some he sat down with, some he called, some I'm sure he emailed if this was, after email. And here are the 4 things. None of them, number one, none of them were involved in any kind of real personal accountability. So no accountability at all. There was nobody in their life, no man in their life, that could step up and say, brother, you are wrong here. You're going down a path here. If you don't keep this in check, that you're going to be in trouble. So number one was they had no real accountability. Now, in pastoral culture around our country, there is a common mantra that you'll hear is that pastors can't be friends with their elders. Or pastor, you can't be friends with the people in your church because you're the pastor. You can't be friends with people in the church. And pastoral ministry requires friendship if you're going to have real accountability. Accountability requires real friendship. And if you don't have it, then you're not going to have accountability. It requires deep and real friendship. You have to have friends in your church, brothers. If you're a pastor, you have to have friends in your elder team that can call you out for your sin, that know you, that you spend time with, that have that sweat equity of relational time over the years to be able to say, hey, listen, what you're doing is wrong. I've noticed this about your fathering, or I've noticed this about your anger issues, or I've noticed this. What's going on, man? Like, are you looking at stuff you shouldn't be looking at? There's got to be real accountability. So number one, the pastors that fall, they did not have real accountability. This is the common theme. Number two, each of them had ceased, all but ceased, having a daily quiet time of personal prayer, Bible reading, and worship. Now, brothers, would I say that these are preventable sin failures? Now, Steve Lawson is going to fit into these categories. I don't know to what degree with each one of these four categories, but certainly he's going to fit into number three. Hey guys, I want to tell you about Rise Nutrition. It's located in Anna, Illinois, right here in Southern Illinois. Their mission is to empower the community through wellness. They do this through providing clean supplements and education. Rise provides monthly education seminars about a variety of topics, from how to build macros, the best pre-workout for fitness goals, what vitamins to take as we get older, and so much more. For the local listeners, they have a full-time nutritionist on site, and that's something that no other supplement store is doing in Southern Illinois. They also have fresh fruit smoothies that are made with clean products. For the non-locals, it can be hard to find clean supplements. The crew at Rise Nutrition can help you get the best and the cleanest stuff to help you get strong. Stop buying from the other guys and go to risenutrition.shop and use the coupon code SHEPHERDS10 for 10% off online or in-store. On another note, two of our elders train at Rise Performance Gym with our good buddy, preacher man, Joey Hawkins. So if you are looking for a gym, head on over to Rise. But this number two is so critical for your life. The basics of being a Christian and walking humbly before God and others requires personal prayer, Bible reading, and worship. If you're not committed to daily quiet time, of just loving Jesus, just spending time with your Heavenly Father, where the Holy Spirit is just moving powerfully in your life. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a banger quiet time every day, where every day you're in tears and, you know, spending 4 hours in prayer or something like that. But this is a common theme of these 246 guys. Howard Hendricks on the phone. Hey, brother, how was your personal quiet time in the season that you stepped into this sin that disqualified you for ministry? And they reported back, you know, I didn't have much of a quiet time at all. I wasn't spending time with basic spiritual disciplines. And if you want to be taken out as a man, neglect basic personal spiritual disciplines, and you'll be taken out pretty quick. Again, not just for pastors, even though this study was about pastors, just apply this to the men that you know in your life and to you, brother, as you're listening into this. If you neglect time with God, you will be taken out. It's just a matter of time. You will be taken out. Get your nose in the Bible, hear from God, respond to God, pray to God, sing to God. This is what God's people do. Do not neglect personal spiritual disciplines. Number three, more than 80% of them became sexually involved with the other woman after spending significant time with her, often in counseling situations. How many pastors have you heard about that work full-time at the church building? They've got a secretary that works there, and he ends up hooking up with the secretary because the secretary thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, to pull out a 1995 reference. He gets honor and reverence at work, and it's this woman who he spends time with, and he ends up cheating on his wife with the secretary. Now, I had a good friend of mine, and I have a ton of respect for him, and he was talking to me, and he's like, Jared, we're hiring a secretary. I said, okay, what's the problem about that? And he's like, well, the problem is we spend a lot of time at the church when we would be alone with the secretary. I said, okay, well, it's good to know. You need to have some caution there, and there's got to be some sort of, so what's the problem? And he said, the problem is the candidate that has applied is too pretty. And I just can't hire. And I was like, brother, you are a good and godly man. You know, that's a weird thing to hear. But he knew that he could not have a secretary that was pretty. It's like, hire the old fat lady that's good with administration, but don't hire the young lady that's cute and that's going to be flirtatious with you. Just stay away from that. and he exercised wisdom. Now, everybody out there in the big evil world and the you got to be friends with women world in the village church, they would hear that and they would lose their mind. But my goodness, don't be around women that are not your wife. And this is what Steve Lawson got around. You know, there's an old clip from Sean Connery with Barbara Walters. And, you know, it's the one where he said that he thinks it's okay to slap a woman. So I'm not advocating slapping women. But in there, it was so funny because he just said, I don't like playing golf with women. I don't like spending time with women. Fellas, the only way you have friends with other women that are not your wife is friends with your buddies' wives as you're hanging out together. And it's okay, perfectly okay, and in group settings to, you know, have these, you know, friendships with other couples. But the minute you start thinking, well, I'm going to start texting this girl and all this kind of stuff, it gets into weird areas and weird territories. And just like not having a personal quiet time, if you spend time with women that are not your wife, it's just a matter of time before you sin. It's just a matter of time. 80% of them became sexually involved after counseling a woman. If you don't apply the Billy Graham rule to your life, then you're going to fail. Just apply the Billy Graham rule to your life and don't spend time with women. And this is what got Steve Lawson. Steve Lawson didn't apply the Billy Graham rule. And this is what happened. And number four. This is number four. Without exception, each of the 246 men had been convinced that this sort of fail, that this sort of sin would never happen to them. Now, the way it's worded in the study, never happened to them, or it could be they would never do this kind of sin, so that it's upon them that they would never do this. How many people go out, get set out in ministry and in life, or just in basic manhood, you're starting a family, you're building a household, you're loving life. How many guys think, boy, I hope I lose everything through my stupid decisions? Nobody wants to do that. Nobody sets out to do that. But somehow you get to that moment, and that moment where sin occurs, there are other small moments that have led up to that, where if these small moments were kept in check, the moment of decision, the moment where you screw your life up and destroy your family and destroy your ministry and destroy your life, in that moment, it was completely preventable. If you would have had accountability, if you would have been spending time with God in prayer and in repentance, and if you wouldn't have spent time with that woman that's not your wife, and if you would know about yourself that I am capable of anything, then most of these moral failures, these sin failures, could have been avoided. They're completely preventable. Now, I have my list of another five that I've referenced often here that I want to bring you back to. And this is my real hope. And when I'm 65 years old, when I'm 70 years old, or when I'm 60 years old, whatever formal retirement age is, I'm hoping these five things about myself. And I don't want to screw my life up. And I don't want you to screw your life up, men. I don't care if you're a pastor or not. I don't want you to mess your life up. I want you to get your stuff together and be the best man that God has called you. Be the best man you can possibly be. The man that God has called you to be. And here are these five things that I hope that you can say about you. And if you can say this about you, then this is success. Number one, when you're an old man, you can finish well. You can finish strong. Again, as Steve Farrar says, you can finish strong if you still love Jesus, and most importantly, if you still know that you are loved by Jesus. Isn't that what we all want? We all want to be walking with the Lord. We all want to be old men that know and love Christ and know that Christ loves us. That's what we want, number one. Number two, if you love your wife still, and if your wife still loves you, if you're an old man and you and your wife still like each other, and you love each other, and you've been committed to each other, but you've enjoyed each other, and you still enjoy each other, brother, that is success. Number three, do your children love and respect you? And more importantly, do they love and respect God? Are your children and grandchildren walking with the Lord? Now, you can't determine that, but that's what we can hope for, and that's what we can expect. And if we'll live the way God has called us to live in our homes, then most likely all of our children are going to be walking with the Lord. That's my expectation, and all my grandchildren are going to be walking with the Lord. Do they respect you? So this is success. I hope to be an old man surrounded by my children and grandchildren and, Lord willing, my great-grandchildren, and that is success. Number four, no moral failures. I don't want to screw my life up. I don't want to have some sin that's hidden inside that never gets exposed until this moment, whatever that moment is, in which I destroy ministry, destroy my life, destroy my marriage. Do you want that, guy? I mean, do you want that? I don't want that. No moral failures. Okay, get to the end of your life with no disqualifying moral failures. You're going to sin every single day. You're going to have to be repenting every single day. But you can get to the end of your life with no skeletons in the closet, no hidden moral failures. And man, that's my goal, and I hope it's yours as well. And then finally, fifth, you're still a faithful church member making disciples. You still love God and you still love people, and you're just still pouring your life into other people, your children, your grandchildren, the people, the young men at the church. You're still raising up godly men. You're putting the gospel in the hands of faithful men who entrust it to others also. This is what you're doing, and this is what I hope is true about me, and I hope it's true about you. And I think if we will heed the wisdom that comes from the observations that we make about the sins of others, that if we will do what God has called us to do today, just one day at a time, be a faithful man, we can avoid falling in to the pit or the rut of sin and the way of destruction that so many other brothers have walked in. Now, certainly there's grace for those who have fallen. If you're that guy that screwed your life up already, well, okay, set your face, square your shoulders, and face life. Be a repentant man, kneel to Christ, follow him, trust Christ, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can't change the past, so you got to move forward. But if you're just living your life, and any of these four things are true about you that Howard Hendricks noted, then you've got to repent and get things right now, because it's just a matter of time before you're taken out. And I don't want that for you, and I don't think you want that for you either. Okay. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.